Ohio Republican Subcommittee Chair Representative Brad Wenstrup said in opening statements that lawmakers will use the COVID-19 hearing to evaluate the most effective strategies for improving America's public health response during a future crisis and identify important lessons learned during the previous pandemic. He said results of the subcommittee revealed what he calls, quote, serious flaws in the response to the pandemic, underscoring a need for reforms. He cites what he says were major inconsistencies on the part of health agencies.
Students were out of the classroom and told to attend school remotely, even when the science had started to clearly demonstrate it was safe for them to be back in the classroom. We saw Americans pressured to receive a vaccine. They were assured it would make them a dead end for the virus and prevent reinfection and transmission, something that was known to be false based on vaccine trials. And at the NIH, there was a glaring lack of oversight over federal grants that pose risk to public health and national security, and millions in taxpayer dollars funded risky gain-of-function research in China.
Witnesses from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Institutes of Health, and Food and Drug Administration testified at the hearing. The hearing comes after the U.S. faced a surge of COVID-19 infections over the summer, more than 2 years after President Biden declared the pandemic over. Dr. Henry Walke from the Centers for Disease Control defended his agency's work, but implored lawmakers for more decision-making power and resources in the case of future pandemics. Walke said increased training for epidemiologists is key for ensuring preparedness, as is more advanced digital reporting systems for data transmission. Most importantly, Dr. Walke said the CDC hopes changes in federal policy would grant the agency more authority to collect information early enough in a pandemic to take decisive action before disease spreads.
Strengthening these core functions would allow CDC to be nimble enough to address any health challenge, but we need the necessary funding and authority from Congress if we're going to make the type of lasting change needed to respond to the next pandemic, or better yet, to prevent it. Unfortunately, public health funding is boosted when there is a crisis, but much of that funding is allowed to lapse during peacetime. We've seen this with H1N1, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID-19.
Dr. Hillary Marston from the FDA said the most important lesson from the pandemic was that of transparency and sharing data with stakeholders and the public.
We have certainly learned a lesson, and we have taken this lesson across the FDA for various medical countermeasures. The importance of telescoping to industry, what our expectations are going to be, what sort of information that they're going to need to provide to us. So we do that in the form of guidance, and we've done it in vaccines several times, therapeutics, and diagnostics.
Representative Robert Garcia, Democrat from California, expressed concern about the future of health agencies as they plan for improved pandemic response. President-elect Donald Trump announced this week the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Kennedy recently pledged to, quote, gut the National Institute of Health. One of the principal agencies responsible for epidemiological research and funding.
The headline that just appeared a few days ago, which, if we're talking about pandemic preparedness, and with all due respect to the committee and the work, the fact that we're considering to bring somebody on with no scientific or medical credentials, who's falsely claimed for decades that vaccines cause autism, who has quite frankly said just outrageous comments about science and medicine, that this person would come in to gut the NIH, I think is shameful.
Today's hearing wraps up a series of pandemic preparedness subcommittee meetings held this year. I'm Teresa Wiers-Bianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.